KBBI's Evening News is supported by Homer Real Estate, bringing buyers and sellers together for over 40 years from Nanilchik, Happy Valley, Anchor Point, Homer, and across Catchback Bay. All current area listings are online at homerrealestate.com or by calling 907-235-5294.
Today is Thursday, May 7th, 2026. I'm Simon Lopez with KBBI's Evening News. First up, a section of the Sterling Highway near Cooper Landing will close again tonight for blasting work. Crews are upgrading a 2.4-mile stretch of the highway just past Cooper Landing. The project's website shows construction is currently focused on the east side between mileposts 45 and 47. The Alaska Department of Transportation temporarily closed the road last week and is now preparing for another round of blasting work. There will be construction Monday through Saturday through mid-May, with traffic delays and disruptions happening during the day. The road will be closed from 8 p.m. tonight to 2 a.m. Friday. Information about the project is at sterling45-60.com. Current road conditions are at 511.alaska.gov. The University of Alaska system holds spring commencement ceremonies across all state campuses in early May 2026. Homer's ceremony took place on the local campus on May 6th. KBBI's Emily Springer attended the event and captured highlights from the speakers.
On Wednesday evening, May 6th, Catchimac Bay campus held their commencement ceremony to recognize graduates. The event was welcomed and introduced by Brian Partridge, Catchimac Bay Campus Director, and Dr. Cheryl Seemers, UAA Chancellor, who began her career with the University of Alaska on the Homer campus. The keynote speaker was Dr. Beth Graber, KPC Professor Emerita. Partridge began the service with this note to the audience.
Today, you will join the students who completed the step along their educational path. Their pathways we will see here today are extraordinary, starting from the completion of the high school equivalency exam, aka the GEs, all the way to those completing advanced degrees. This small Homer campus serves this extraordinary range of learners wherever they are on their educational walk.
Seemers added details regarding the benefits of what a small community can add to continuing education.
Sometimes we don't even know what the dream is until someone taps us on the shoulders and says, "You might consider this." I hope that's been your story here at the Catchimac Bay campus. I'm pretty sure it has. That people have tapped you on the shoulder and said, "How about trying this, or taking this class, or thinking about this next step, or this next degree?" That's what small communities do, and that's how small communities invest.
Dr. Beth Graber also opened her address by acknowledging the various roles of support and encouragement for students, regardless of age or how long it takes them to complete a project, certification, or degree.
Picture this in your mind's eye. The loved ones who were there with you and traveled this journey with you, and offer them a nod or a smile, some kind of acknowledgement for being with you through this journey.
Graber continued her comments by discussing the significant role of change, regardless of how it emerges and transpires. She concludes that despite life changes, graduation is a worthy milestone.
One important thing that I've learned over the course of my life is that change is one of the only things that is a certainty. One thing that hasn't changed is this. Students, just like you, continue to come through our doors with a desire to better themselves, to learn new skills, to grow, to find their voice, to create a better future. They choose to further their education and make positive changes in their own lives, and for many, to also contribute to the greater good. Tonight, we're here to celebrate this major milestone in your life and the new doors that it will open for you. Every milestone carries with it the promise of both change and challenge. And here's the kicker. How you choose to face and navigate these pivotal moments will in turn steer the course of your life.
Graber completed her presentation by providing advice on navigating change in positive ways. Tuning in to the voice in your head, letting go of fear, and cultivating empathy with kindness by creating meaningful human connections. The valedictorian address was provided from student Hannah Klima, who completed her AS at the same time as her Homer High School diploma, while also completing her certified nurse aide certification. Klima provided these thoughts in completion of her address.
Everything that has made you who you are so far has probably scared you at some point in your life. But these moments, they open you up to new opportunities. Instead of asking yourself, what if I fail, ask yourself, what if this works? And what if instead of avoiding something and regretting it years later, you take it on? At the end of the day, it isn't about how many shots you make, it's about what you learn along the way. How to not give up when things get tough and don't go your way. As you leave here today, there will always be a clear path, but it isn't the end, it's just the beginning.
University of Alaska certificates, diplomas, and degrees were then presented, following the commencement reception was held in the Kachemak Bay Campus Commons. Reporting from Homer, this is Emily Springer.
Interest in aquaculture is booming in Alaska, and the federal government is trying to help the industry grow by mapping out aquaculture opportunity areas, specific patches of the ocean where kelp and oyster farming are most likely to succeed. KMXD's Catherine Irving has more.
The Fisheries Department of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is looking for input on their plan to identify these opportunity areas in the Gulf of Alaska. The designation won't change regulatory or permitting requirements, but NOAA's multi-year process generates a lot of environmental data, indigenous knowledge, and public input. Alicia Bishop is the Regional Aquaculture Coordinator for NOAA Fisheries. She says that information can help both state regulators and potential farmers.
NOAA's role here is that we are trying to provide the best available information to help those managers make informed decisions and to also help future farmers find appropriate locations for farming.
A presidential executive order aimed at making American seafood more competitive kicked off the project at the national level in 2020. At the time, NOAA got more letters in support of starting the identification process in Alaska than any other region in the United States. NOAA has already assessed the Gulf of Mexico and Southern California, where they identified 13 final areas across more than 21,000 acres. The scale in Alaska could be smaller in acreage, but broader in scope. NOAA is considering 77 potential spots across more than 13,000 acres in the Gulf of Alaska, from Ketchikan to Kodiak. Kodiak alone has 13 preliminary locations covering nearly 2,000 acres, which is the most of any other part of Alaska. Missy Good is a mariculture specialist based in Kodiak with Alaska Sea Grant, which is a partnership program between NOAA and the University of Alaska Fairbanks that conducts ocean research and outreach. She says Kodiak's an ideal place to expand.
Kodiak in particular has a lot of upwelling, so we have a lot of nutrients available, so we can have really productive growth here. We don't have sea ice to contend with. We don't have the freshwater influences that you see in like Prince William Sound where you have glacial runoff.
And Bishop says Kodiak is the only place in Alaska where people have actually been asking NOAA to expand the study area. Last month, NOAA opened a public comment period asking for scoping input on one of the final documents it will produce in the project, which is a programmatic environmental impact statement. NOAA will assess the potential impacts of putting aquaculture facilities in the areas they've identified, as well as the impact of conducting the assessment itself. NOAA is aiming to publish the final document in 2028. Alaskans can submit their comments online at regulations.gov. Bishop says her agency is looking for comments about how aquaculture affects local economies, social and cultural practices, marine ecosystems, and more. The comment period closes on May 28th. In Kodiak, I'm Catherine Irving.
This is KBBI. You're listening in Homer on AM 890 and in Seward on 88.1 FM through translator K201AO and online at kbbi.org. Thanks for listening and good evening.